Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here of the... Oh, shit. MF Doom's still playing in the background. Hold on, people. Let me turn that off real quick. Welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB. Excuse me. I was doing some things around the place and playing some MF Doom, you know, all caps. That's a classic song right there. Some old school hip hop, if you will, whatever. Some of that originality lacing your ears on this beautiful. I was gonna say Sunday morning, but by the time you hear this, it'll be Monday morning. So, no Cody today. Cody got some things to take care of, but that's all right, baby. Because you know, when you get multiple JB shows, ooh wee, it always still be popping, full of energy. So, not much energy today, because I ain't lying, I'm pretty fucking tired. And I got a lot of shit to do today. But that's not going to stop me from talking about what we having today on the show. Got a nice little bottle right here. We're pretty excited to crack that bad boy open. Actually, I got a few bottles on this desk right now. Because it is World Whiskey. I wasn't going to say weekend, but it's World Whiskey Month. That was yesterday. And I got a little bit of bourbon. I got a bourbon here. Got some scotch sitting over there. I got some rye over here. I got a Japanese bottle there. So, yeah, I got a little bit of everything right now. And I got a Blue Run bottle right here that's, like, about to fade into existence with, like, one more pour there. That Blue Run, man, that company is amazing. Got my second Mother's Day bottle. I think that one was called Sean. So excited to open that bad boy up. And they just announced coming in June 2nd, if I'm not mistaken, another bottle dropping towards you. This company is just releasing bottles like crazy. Instantly. Like the way Thanos snaps a finger. Inevitable. So I'm looking forward to that. It's like an early birthday gift to myself. Whatever. June 7th is the day your boy turns 35. So I guess times that by 20. And you'll get my exact age. So what we got on the program today. You know, it's U.S. Liquor Store Month, and that's me just giving a shout-out to this liquor store here in good old Long Beach, California. And it feels like it's been a minute since I've even done this, because we have Whiskey Week, which I opened up the Weller Antique 107 store pick from them. And then we have Beer Week, and then Cody couldn't pop on last week, so I kind of just did like an impromptu Mother's Day special that I dropped on a Sunday afternoon, I think. If I'm not mistaken, I released it that day, not even on Monday. Got a lot of love for that one. And now we finally back to the U.S. Liquor. So I can't really call it U.S. Liquor Month because Blue Run kind of popped in there. But I got something that I've been kind of wanting to open for a cool little minute here. And I love the label on this thing, whatever. That's a Buffalo Trace store pick right here. I haven't had a Buffalo Trace store pick since Orange County Bourbon Society, which, funny enough, was in this, not flask, but decanter over here. I got a Globe decanter, and if this is on video, you can see this thing empty. Oh yeah. Oh man, it's down to the bottom barrel. I mean, I think I still have that bottle because it was a 1 liter. It was huge, so I filled this decanter up with some of it as my everyday pour. It was some good solid stuff right there. Had a little bit of heat on there. I like that. But it's been a real cool minute though. And look, that was 2 years ago when I had that. So it's been a real cool minute since I've had Buffalo Trace. I'm looking at this right now. 7 years, 8 months. Bottled September 23rd, 2022. Got like a little Mario Luigi thing going on here. Obviously it was selected by the Dramco. Dramco is like the number one store pick finder for U.S. liquor here in good old Long Beach, California. But first, man. Woo, Lord. Gotta talk about these playoffs. Well, it ain't looking good for my Lakers. I can tell you, it ain't looking good at all. And I kind of had Denver winning this anyway. I don't know if I have them. I would say that they probably are going to win the series. Well, they're going to definitely win this series. That's for damn sure. That dog in me, because I got Miami beating Boston, and I'm happy to say Miami is 2-0 against Boston. I want Miami to take it. I want Miami. I want Jimmy Butler. And look, even if they lose the Boston Celtics, give Jimmy that Finals MVP. Go ahead and get that to him. Get that to your boy. That dude, what a fucking baller this dude is, man. So it ain't looking good for my Lakers right now. We are 3-0. I'm sorry. I'm yawning a lot, people. I'm tired too. It's been a long week. It's about to get even longer. I just got a lot of stuff going on. Work over here, work over there, liquor here, liquor there, podcast here, podcast there, IG live here, Twitter live, if there was such a thing, whatever here, birthday here, birthday there. I was planning on traveling for the birthday again. I was going to pop off to another country, but don't look like that'll be happening because I got to sign some work that I need to kind of do. So don't look like that'll be happening, but we're going to try to make the most of this. Oh, man. I just yawned again. This is the most I've ever fucking yawned in one podcast episode. You know, usually I have a co-host here who could, fill in them. Actually, I don't even yawn when Cody's on. Yeah, I don't actually. So now that I think about it, I usually sniffle. Get a little sniffles. I get a little bit of the sniffle blues. But the weather's been great here in Southern California for the past day and a half, I guess, because, it's about to rain and everything like that, but my Lakers are 3-0. And I'll just say this, I'm not even really mad about it either. We wasn't even supposed to get this far in the playoffs, so I'm kind of content if we lose, because I'm just like, well, we wasn't supposed to be here. Kind of just shrug your shoulder and go like, yeah, it is what it is. Another part of me, though, looks at it and go like, fuck, man, I really want that ring this year. Because, every year that passes by, it just feels like LeBron's getting closer to retirement. And it's like, oh, that ring seems to slip far and far away more from us. And once LeBron retires, man, we're not going to – I'm not relying on AD's ass. Hopefully by then, when LeBron's gone, we have nobody to back AD up anymore to trade his ass. Because, yeah, I will not rely on AD. I'm sorry. I don't even care if he's playing well. I think that's better for us if he's playing well. That gives us more incentive to trade his ass. I'm still salty about DeMar DeRozan. I want DeMar DeRozan over. I want him to play. I want him in yellow and purple really bad. I don't want to see him in red and black anymore. I want him in yellow and purple. So I'm salty about that still. And plus, a lot of it is DeMar DeRozan. I'm not gonna lie. I'm really salty about that. I want DeMar DeRozan in yellow purple. That dude would look good in yellow purple. He belongs in too. And plus, he had Compton homegrown. So, I gotta support my locals. So, So, anyway, though, I don't wanna keep people. Well, shit, I guess you ain't got no really much of a choice to keep people because y'all gonna be sitting in traffic listening to this anyway. So, not this guy. I plan on Ubering it. I got a Buffalo Trace store pick here. Like I said, I'm about to open this bad boy up. You know what I love about U.S. Liquor's store picks? I love their logo sticker. It's just a barrel with U.S. Liquor on it and stuff. I don't know why. It just looks so cool. I guess because I'm so used to just seeing the store name and stuff. So I thought that was a little nice little design there, too. And the back of the sticker, that looks awesome. Barrel number 365, selected by the Dram Code. It says, it's dangerous to go alone. Take this, and they give him a bottle of Buffalo Trace. The wizard is dropping Luigi a bottle of Buffalo Trace. I think that's Luigi, yeah. It just looks dope. And then it has, like, the life battery. You got three lives left and stuff. You know, hell, if you got three lives left, let's drink this down to two then, baby. Go ahead. Oh, I already fucked that up. All right. I gotta muscle it now, baby. Yeah, it didn't rip all the way, so now I gotta muscle that top off now. Now people are probably wondering, like, oh, you just now opening this? I barely just got this, like, I don't know, like, when did I get that gold spot? A month ago? Yeah, so I didn't have this in 2022. I thought about getting it, but I kind of wasn't on a store pick, like, grab and find there. But I always try to, like, when I get, like, a bottle from a store, I always try to, like, show some love. And the best way I can show love is, like, by buying one of their barrel picks or whatever. And what I mean by getting a bottle from, I mean, like, a bottle I've really been wanting. And, like, I just couldn't find. And then, like, here's this store that has it for, you know, X amount of price of dollars or whatever and stuff. So my way of showing love is, like, I'll buy some store picks from you or whatever and stuff. You know, when I go to Naughty's Liquor, they got the barrel proof, right? So I buy Colonel Taylor the first time. What did I buy? It might have been an Old Forester. I can't even remember now. I know the second time what I got was a Larceny store pick. Oh, there we go. Whew. So when I bought the Gold Spot whiskey, I got a bottle from this store, and they had it for a good price. Funny enough, I found it literally the next day at Costco for an even better price, too. But my way of showing love is like, hey, give me that Buffalo Trace bottle, too. And I think this was the last one they had, too, in stock. So I was like, oh, yeah. What I love about them, too, is that they put the bottle, like, on the cash register, I guess, desk. So, like, I noticed it was there. I was like, oh, shit, y'all still got bottles of that? And it was like, yeah, we got one of them. So, clothes, damn you. Oh, man, that was a pain in the ass. Let's see if we can open it again. Oh. I got, like, these new dining room table, and they're, like, suede. Or at least I shouldn't say suede, but, like, the seating covers are, like, kind of grayish or whatever. I think I spilled something on it there already, and I was like, fuck! Luckily, it cleaned out, like, real fast, though, so. So, yeah, it smells like regular Buffalo Trace, you know. Doesn't smell all that complex. Got a lot of sweetness to it, some toffee and honey tones right there. Yeah, so, yeah, you know what? On the smells, what you see. Like, the bottle itself, I give that a last drop. I love that sticker design. That sticker design is cool as shit. That's a last drop right there. But right here. Right on the nose. It's nice and subtle. It's sweet. It's clean. Very honey, robust. Smells good in the glass. Got that sweet toffee tones, if you will. A little some hint of vanilla in there as well, too. Not so much on chocolate or caramel or anything like that. So it's nice and sweet and smooth right there. And that's just on the nose. Smells a little light, though. Smells, how old was it? 7 years. You know what? Yeah, I could see that. I remember when we sniffed the Blue Spot, which is about age 7 years. Now, granted, one's bourbon, one's Irish. It smelled like it was a young whiskey. This kind of has the same text, but, you know, most people put Buffalo Trace in higher standards over there. So, it's supposedly like the mecca of bourbon distilleries. It's kind of like, I think it was a rum that Cody had. And Cody said that the people said that's like the Pappy of... I think Cody got that probably mixed up. I don't think they're saying it tastes like the Pappy of... I think they're saying the branding of it is like the Pappy of rum, if you will. Because, let's be real, Pappy tastes like every fucking thing. I mean, you can mix some Buffalo Trace in there. You fucking... Basically, you just get Weller 12 and Weller 107, to be honest, whatever. And then you got some poor man Pappies right there, so... Cheers. Oh, that's real good. Oh, that's real good. Oh, a lot of robust flavors right there. Oh, yeah. Mmm. I love how that just coats the tongue, too, right there. Mmm. Got a lot of heat, a little bit of heat on that second sip right there, too. Okay. I get some spices, some vanilla. There's clearly some butterscotch in there as well, too. Mmm. A little bit of light smoke on the finish with some peppery flavors. Perfectly well balanced. Mmm. I love that. That's good. It's a nice everyday pour right there. That's definitely something like you get the party started right there. Get a bottle of this, open it up. Oh, yeah. You know what I love about this, though? A lot of unique flavors going on. A lot of things I like about this more than dislike. I think a lot of people not in the whiskey community, I could see them even enjoying this. Nice and smooth, very clean, even though it's got that little burn right there, right when the palate or the finish kicks in. But the peppery kind of just like so subtle, it kind of fades away a little bit. Not in a bad way, neither it fades away. I mean, it kind of just like settles in, if you will. Mm. What is that, like corn on the palate? It's got like this corn rye type vibe going on right now. Like, yeah, like maybe it's because I've just been drinking a lot of rye lately. Oh, man. Yeah. It's definitely a mouthful, too. What I love about the palate area, or whatever, it just fills the mouth up. Very inviting, warm, nice and cozy as well, too. You know, kind of like a fucking vampire knocking at your door, and that motherfucker just standing there smiling like, I'm gonna bite the shit out of you, but damn, I need you to invite me in. Let me in. And you know, you too goddamn stupid, so you just go like, oh, you seem like a nice guy. Come on in or whatever and shit. That motherfucker just drooling and grinning and shit. And he's just like, you fucking idiot. And he just nibbles on your ass, whatever, and you're just like taking the bite, and you're kind of like that meme, whatever, like, this is fine. Basically means your life wasn't shit, so therefore he's like, yeah, I'll let him bite on me then. Mmm. I will say, the one negative thing about this, it's not much depth to it. I think what you see is what you get. Kind of on the nose, kind of on the clarity of the palate there as well, too. And the two notes that come to mind, like full on spot, is butterscotch and vanilla. The spice kind of just like tickles the tongue a little bit. Then it hits back into the finish there. I enjoy that. Lots of things to enjoy here. But like I said, the negative thing I have about this is like not a lot of depth to it. Not a lot of blowing my mind really realistically. And look, it's Buffalo Trace. Was it meant to be blowing my mind? Probably not as much, whatever. Really damn good pour though. I could see myself pouring a crap ton of this bottle, especially if I had company over. You know, we'd be like just knocking this back. This is definitely decanter-ish bottle. And what I say by that is I don't personally like decanters. I like to keep my bottles pristine like they are. And look, this is a nice damn bottle too. So I wouldn't pour this one because obviously I love the sticker design behind it. But let's just say I have a decanter in my office. Mm. I would pour half of this bottle into that decanter to have on self. Because I also think that, like, I don't want to pour nothing too rare in there. Because fuck that, why would I do that? That would be ridiculous. But I would like to have something that's nice and going, easy little pour to get yourself through the workday. I think this one is just perfectly fine for that. Man, I could see myself playing some Star Wars Last Survivor. Or Jedi Survivor. Or Survivor itself, Destiny's Child, whatever the hell it's called. And sip it on this bad boy, probably, till it gets to that damn life heart level right there. I think I paid a total of $29? Actually, probably cheaper than that. Probably paid $26, $29. I actually don't remember because I bought the gold spot with it. So I paid a little bit more for it, obviously. So I don't have the exact price. But that was about $26, $29, somewhere around that range. Dirt cheap. Under 30 bucks, great pour. I don't even feel bad about the money spent on this. Now, why would I? Like I said, it's $26, $29 or whatever. So it's perfect price. Complexity of it is not really like all there. Not much complexity to it, too. Not a lot of depth to it. But I wasn't really expecting that out of a Buffalo Trace. I was just expecting a solid damn good pour that I could sip on something daily, probably. Whereas in their Weller Antique 107 store pick, I don't see that as a daily pour. I see that. I think I gave that a last drop, if I'm mistaken. I see that as something special. I bring out when the big boys come to play and stuff like that. This right here, yeah, not when the big boys come out to play, but some boys, you know. Some boys, when they just want to like get a little sip on, man, I'm looking at you, Dad, when you come over, you know. It's the people like you. You could sip this easily. And Dad is a big boy too, cause Dad can knock some back. I mean, I ain't never seen this man. I'll pull up whole lineups too. Blue Run bottles, fine. The Stag family, fine. Weller family, fine. I pulled out multiple bottles, and that motherfucker keeps his composure really well. Although Pops has been drinking whiskey for a very, 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 very long, very, 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 very long time. And plus, he's from those neck of the woods of Kentucky and stuff like that, so he used to probably drink that for breakfast when he was a child or whatever stuff, so for him, this is probably neutral. But yeah, actually, he would really love this type of stuff, because he's not exposed to the, I almost said Wizarding World of Whiskey. Might as well just call it that. He's not exposed to the Wizarding World of Whiskey like that. His favorite is Woodford's Reserve Whiskey. He loves any of their products that they have to drop on him. If I gave him something like this, yeah, he'd probably like on this. It's smooth, it's clean. It's, it doesn't taste all that young either, too. Like, on the finish, I could definitely see where it's tasting, like, the 7 years. But on the palate, I think that's where you get a little bit more bang for your buck. The finish is okay. Nothing too special that I'm harping on or anything like that. What I like about the finish is just nice and smooth. And there's like a beginning little peppery taste to it or whatever. But the peppery flavor kind of just fades away. And just kind of, I don't want to say forgettable. What makes it not so forgettable is that, like, it hits your stomach. And although you don't really notice it at first, I kind of felt this like percolation down there, and at first I thought it was the BGs, but then I realized, no, I haven't had any dairy, it can't be that, so it definitely isn't BGs, because I would definitely been paused this and, like, you know, made a beeline to the bathroom or something like that, so the dairy references, because I'm lactose people. Perfectly fine, finish is like, you know, it's kind of creamy a little bit, I don't really get much of the butterscotch. More just like peppery, vanilla, oaky flavor, you know, more cinnamon too as well. And that's okay. Standardized Buffalo Trace, basically. So yeah, this is good. I think I might drop a 3 on this. I was 3.5, but like not a lot of depth, not a uniqueness to it. But man, that price point, can't go wrong with that. Maybe I am thinking 2.5-ish area too, just because you can't get another of these bottles. You got to live in the L.A. County, Orange County region. Plus, they just kind of sold out, whatever. But you know what? I can't rate store picks like that or whatever, because that's just kind of unfair. So yeah, I drop a 3 on this. You know, good solid pour, good for the everyday usage. Wow, I've only went 23 minutes. This is a record-breaking time right here as far as shortest episode of The Last Drop. Yeah. But no. This is a solid good pour here. Enjoyed every bit of it. I wish that, you know, some Buffalo Trace store picks had just a little bit more depth to it. A little bit more uniqueness. Kind of making it its own thing, but kind of hard to do that. I mean, what you see is what you get with Buffalo Trace, and it's a damn solid good pour. If that phone don't stop fucking going off, I'm going to chug that bitch. Okay? I'm trying to record a podcast. God. I know everybody's probably like, hey, this podcast is so unprofessional. Constantly beeping and buzzing and stuff like that. It's on my fucking desk. What do you expect? Shit. My headphones are all over here. All my computers and laptops, tablets and shit like that. Phones. What do you expect? You'll hear a lot of buzzing. Sometimes I forget to mute the bastards, okay? I thought I did mute that son of a bit. I did mute. Wait a minute. What the hell is that buzzing? Oh, it's probably the iPad then. Whatever. Or it could be the MacBook over there too. Either way,
damn good. I'm going to drop a 3 on that. So next week, I don't think I have anything going on, but man, who knows, honestly, with my schedule. Okay, yeah, I do have something going on. Well, either way, next week, we will finally try to do Mix and Match. Cody will be on here. Because not only that, do we have Mix and Match, we got to give out our, what is this, March, April, May, our third hip-hop artist for the celebrating 50th anniversary of hip-hop right there. And then we go straight into the month of June, my birthday month here, so got to pull out something special for that. And, yeah, man, I'm excited to hear about this. So it'll probably be a much longer show next week if Cody pops on. If not, I'll still give my hip-hop for the month, or my hip-hop artist of the month, mainly MC. So, looking forward to that. But, You know, I was going to say, like, oh, yeah, that was an even better sip. But, like, I've kind of noticed, like, every sip I take, it doesn't get better or worse. It just stays very well balanced and consistent. I enjoy that. So, that makes me want to keep it at that 3 even more, because there's no like, oh, it's getting better or it's getting worse or anything like that. What you see is what you get. So it tastes great to me. So, all right, people, I'm going to get out of here. I got 26 minutes on you. That's damn near 30 minutes an episode right there by myself on the JB Show. What am I about to do right now? I got some event I need to go to, but that ain't until a little bit later. Another like 3-4 hours or so. Give me some time. Probably pour some more drink. I already passed Star Wars, so ain't really much to do there. I'd like to give that a last drop, but those fucking stage designs, those level designs kind of piss me off sometimes. So probably one of the hardest map level, no guide helping games I've probably played in a while. But shout out to Blue Run, as always, killing it. I cannot wait for this June bottle to release. It got like a brown butterfly with a gold trim around it. Oh, man. Hey, I'm all about gold. Gold is my shit right there. You know, black and gold, that's my color. So, I'm all for it. I want to thank everybody for tuning in this week. Very short episode, like I said. I'm running by myself here. I guess game 4 is tomorrow. Who cares, though, I guess, at this point. So, I mean, if they come back from this, then, hey, shit, they'll make a believer out of me then. You know, Lakers all the way. But at this point, yeah, I don't see yourself going down 3-0 to these Nuggets and thinking you making a comeback. I think it's pretty much wrapped and done. But I'm perfectly fine with it. So, as I said, I'm content with it. I'm going to probably pour some little drink tomorrow, too. Watch that game 4. Not be as upset or disappointed as I was last year, because we didn't even really make the fucking playoffs, but whatever. So, with that said, thank you everybody for tuning in. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB. It's like a conductor constructing a musical right now. I have a bottle in my hand. I'm moving my hands up and down like a conductor there. And like we always say, livers will never be the same, and glasses will never be dry. Beautiful clink. Oh, not my favorite, but it was something special for the one for the ages up there.